Let's review Erev and Daf Chav Ches. In yesterday's Daf, we had two brises that learned from the pasuk about Maaser Sheni exactly which types of food can be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. One brisa concluded that the food has to be Primi Gedulei Karka, something that reproduces from its own seed and is nourished by the ground, while the other brisa concluded that the food must be Vlad Vlados Ha'aretz, generated from something that was generated from the ground. So Maybe Nai, who Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina between these two brises? So Amar, what are they arguing about? Amar Abaye, Dogamiki Benai, who Abaye holds that the first brisa would allow buying fish since they're nourished from the ground, while the second brisa would not allow fish because they were originally created from water and not from earth. The Gemara points out that this cannot be an accurate quotation of Abaye, because he holds achal putisa lo ka'arba. If a person eats a certain type of non-kosher water creature, he only gets 4 malkios, 2 for eating shrotzim in general and 2 for eating water creatures, and not an additional 3 for eating creatures that crawl on the ground. Apparently, because Abaye holds fish are not considered to be nourished from the ground. Elam Ravina ofo sigavinayu. Instead, Ravina suggests that the first brisa includes birds because they are also nourished from the ground, but the second brisa excludes them since they aren't generated from the ground. The Gemara explains how each brisa understands the mechanics of klal uprado klal in order to arrive at their respective conclusions about including or excluding birds. Amar Rav Yudah Meshmeder of Shmuel Bashilus Meshmeder Rav. Rav listed several foods that may and may not be used for an eruv. Gudgonios, coriander, may be used for an eruv, even though it hurts a man's sperm count, and when hardened, it's generally unhealthy. The Gemara has 3 explanations why it may be used for an eruv. First, we may be speaking about unhardened coriander being used by people who already have lots of children, and it won't affect them. Second, the fact that people who do have children can eat it may even allow a person who doesn't have children to use it for an eruv, just like a nazir can use wine that he personally can't drink, but others can drink. And finally, maybe we can only use hindakuki madoi, which is a harmless type of coriander, but in Hinami, the bad kind of coriander that hurts a person you're not allowed to use. Chazis, green grain, may not be used for an eruv. The Gemara asks, elsewhere Rav said that green grain can be used for an eruv. So first we try to answer that at first Rav thought it wasn't a food, but once he came to Bavel and saw people eating it, he changed his mind. We reject that because batel daitanetz al kaladim. The behavior of people in Bavel doesn't necessarily reflect what's normal to most people, and therefore shouldn't be enough to make green grain into a food. Instead we answer, kikam Rav bedagnu nisa. Rav only allowed the garden variety green grain, which is eaten everywhere. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Zera disagreed with the young child about what bracha to make on green grain and hops. Rabbi Zera thought that the green grain should be hadama, because it grows from the ground, and hops should be shahakal, because they grow from the air. The child said that hops are bar priadama, because it's a real full fruit, but green grain is shahakal, because it's not fully ripened. The Gemara paskins like the child. Zera gargir can be used as an eruv, since it's a good pepper substitute. Ubekafni osein ma'arvin. How can Rav say that we can't use non-maturing dates? After all, we have a brisa where everybody agrees it can become tummy like food. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, hasam bedinischani. The brisa is talking about a male palm trees that will never mature, so it's already considered a fruit in its immature state. But from a female tree, it would not be considered a food since it will one day mature. The Gemara rejects this answer because Rabbi Yehuda holds non-ripened dates are chayv b'maisros, indicating that when he says non-ripened dates are potter b'maisros, it must be speaking about dates capable of maturing. Instead, the Gemara suggests that they are inedible and cannot be used for an eruv. The only reason they can be used as an eruv is that yochel maskan al yidei or anything can be made edible by cooking it can be used for an eruv. Both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama seem to say that kur, hearts of palm, are not considered food for any halachos except that they can be bought with Maaser Sheni money. The Gemara asks what the machlokas is about. Amar Rabbi Sholko v'sinu ikav inayhu. Tanakhama would hold it can be turned into a food with cooking. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's like a piece of wood. So Rav rejects this because Abraisa says that even raw hide can be turned to food through cooking. So it's unlikely that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't think of a heart of palm can be turned to food with cooking. Hello, Marava. Ike benayhu bracha. Tanakama holds Rav Yehuda the Amora that it's a vegetable and the bracha would be bar piadama, but Rabbi Yehuda the Tana holds like Shmuel that it's not a vegetable and would be shahakol. Afal gav de kalse Shmuel, Rav Yehuda hilchsa kavase de Shmuel. Even though Shmuel tried to support Rav Yehuda the Amora from a brisa, the halacha is like Shmuel that the bracha is shahakol. Then the daf concludes by listing how much of different foods, including hops, green grain, wet beans, are needed for an eruv. The general rule is that the amount you would eat in 2 meals is the amount that we require for an eruv, and that's a basic chazara of eruv in daf chav ches.